Welcome to the Create a Life You Love podcast. I'm your host, Chantel Cox. My purpose is to empower and lift up others who know in their heart they're meant for more. More joy, more impact, and more passion. If you're ready to make a radical transformation and create a life that you love, then you have come to the right place. Let's do this. Hello, you are about to listen in on a live interview that I did with KP. Her name's Kimberly Possible Lovejoy, and you will just absolutely gain so much information from her. I'm so excited for you to listen in on the conversation. I just wanted to do an introduction to it to explain that during the live video, we shared screen and we shared a YouTube video of someone named Yosemite Bear, and it's called The Double Rainbow. And we had some tech issues. And so the audio, the video, it didn't all work out. So I cut that out of the podcast so you wouldn't have to sit through that, because it took about 5 minutes of time. But I will link the video if you are interested in watching it on your own. It'll be in the show notes. But I wanted you to have that information going in so that when we keep referring to the double rainbow guy, it makes some sense. All right. Enjoy. Thank you so much for being here with us. This is the lovely Kimberly KP Possible, and we'll go deeper into how she got her name later. But she is a transformation coach and the founder of Lovejoy CO. She has some great tips on how to develop and maintain resilient skills for a lifetime of mission readiness. I'm so excited you're here. Well, that was a fun intro. I love how excited he was about that double rainbow. So tell us about why that was the intro.
Why the double rainbow guy? I love his passion and his enthusiasm. And the reality is that John 16:33 tells us that in this world, you will have trouble. And so when we think about double rainbow guy and the rainbow, we always know the rainbow comes when?
After the storm.
After the storm. And so the reality is that most of us learn the reality of this verse in John 16:33 about troubles in this life when we're kids. And we face a number of challenges and trials and traumas, probably most of us, before we even become adults. And I learned a lesson the really hard way when I grew up in a very tumultuous home environment and was forced to live on the streets as a teenager. And the night that I met the man who intended to rape and kill me, I was laying face first in the dirt of an alley with the heaviness of this stranger on top of me, juxtaposed with this heaviness of compassion and empathy and love that welled up inside of my little teenage body that said, what were the lies this man believed about his worth and how we treat each other and how we treat ourselves and his identity and his purpose? And so it started this journey in my heart and in my soul that said, I want to get to the bottom of this. So in the meantime, I also threw up what I called my Hail Mary prayer. If anybody's ever done one of those when you don't even know if God's real, but you say, hey, I'm going to try this. And I said, God, if you're real, please make him stop. And he did. And immediately I knew that God was real. And I knew that he had a plan and a purpose for my life, just as I believe he does for you and for everybody who's watching this. And it really set me on this journey of finding the root causes of why we do what we do, and really helping set free people from the lies we believe and really living in the fullness of love and joy, because they're not contingent upon our circumstances. We know every single one of us has troubles in this life. And as I realized that I had this calling to love the unlovable and try to heal the hurting of the humanity and step into this space of really dark brokenness, I realized that most of the time, here's my little secret. Most of the time, the unlovable was me. And so I had to really learn how to love myself and how to how to share that with the rest of the world and really help invite people into really living in the fullness of love and joy. So that's why Double Rainbow Guide brings me such joy, because everything I do is founded in celebrating like gratitude and finding every day we get to choose. And I love how Chantel, how you say this too, we get to choose joy. We get to choose love, and it is not circumstantial. You know, there's so many stories that every one of us goes through where we find this resilience deep inside of us, that spark that says, I am going to make it through this and be an overcomer. So that's my Double Rainbow Guy. I love him so much.
Amazing. You have an amazing story. And for you to have gone through some of the things, and I know you're just tip of the iceberging, other things have happened as well. And to still choose joy and be resilient, and then not just choose it and keep it to yourself, you know, you're spreading joy and encouragement to others. I think that's so beautiful.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. I feel like it's our job. I feel like, you know, this whole song, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. It isn't meant to be kept inside, and we're not meant supposed to keep these secrets that we discover. We're not supposed to keep them to ourselves. We're supposed to share the truth and share the life and share that joy. So I find that that's what gets me out of bed every day is, you know, there is enough negativity and bad news. And I am here to be an encourager and to shine light and to spread positivity and joy and love and all of that. So thank you.
That's amazing. And so I know all this part of your story and how you're helping people all existed before COVID hit. And so now looking at some of the things that the world is currently throwing at you, throwing at everyone, and how are you kind of shifting amidst this and choosing to thrive?
Oh, you know, it's been a really interesting journey, because the shift has been tiny in my world, because this is what I've been doing all along, is speaking life and shining light and offering hope and, you know, really just coming alongside a hurting humanity to love, to serve, to give, to speak into, you know, the brokenness and identify really the gaps in where people are and where they want to be, and really helping bridge those gaps and saying, you know, this is the time when you rise up. And you know, when we talk about resilience, it's that idea of bouncing back from adversity or really post-traumatic growth. It's not staying stuck in our brokenness. And I love how you talking about thriving, not just surviving. And I like to take it another step further and say living fully alive and really saying, okay, how do I get there? Because a lot of times we get stuck in a lie that's usually deeply rooted in childhood, you know, adverse childhood experiences or trauma. And so I help people, identify what that lie is that's holding you back from the breakthrough or the transformation that you want to see in your life, spiritually, vocationally, financially, relationally, physically, mentally, socially, all of that, you know, body, soul, and spirit, and really saying, where are you today? And where is that dream that you feel, you know, God plants this creative brilliance in each one of us. And I really believe that, you know, that idea in Psalms 139, when it talks about, you know, fearfully and wonderfully made, and this idea that God knit you together in your mother's womb, and he gave you a gift that nobody else in this world has. And this, every time we go through trials and adversities, this is our opportunity to say, okay, why am I here and what is my purpose? And once we figure that out, then we can ask the questions of how did I get to where I am today and what's keeping me here? And then moving into the forward thinking of where do I want to go from here and how do I achieve that goal? So this is what, you know, that I like to call my superpower, is I just come alongside people and encourage and say, okay, let's do this. I'll be your number one cheerleader. I'll be like your double rainbow guy that sees the rainbow when you're in the middle of the storm. And I'm like, no, 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 look, it's coming. It's coming.
I love that. Yes, we all need cheerleaders, don't we?
Yes. Yes. Yes, we do. And believe me, I know this is me taking my own advice, because I know I've been in the pit of the pit. I mean, you list any vice, any trauma, like you go from A to Z. If it's addiction, abuse, adultery, you know, if anything that starts with an A, then you go down the list. I've been there. And I mean, the pit of the pits, and you think about depravity of mankind, like I've either done it or I've had it done to me. And yet I think I derive so much hope in the stories. And I, you know, obviously I have a very strong faith that I hold as my number one root in my resilience. And if I didn't have that, and I couldn't look back on those stories of like Joseph when he was in prison, or Paul when he was in prison, and they still held on to their dreams. You know, if Joseph didn't have his dream, what would have come out of that? And so I look at the fact that he was sold into slavery by his brothers, and yet he still rose to the second highest position in all of Egypt. And so this overcomer story that I believe is inside of each of us. We just have to step out of the boat, or sometimes have our boat flipped over, to be able to walk on the water and say, okay, this thing that I've dreamt of doing, this Joseph-sized dream, it's coming. And I just have to have the courage to get out of the boat and say, all right, here we go. Stepping into the unknown, and courageously confronting our fears and saying, I believe there's something creatively brilliant rising up inside of me. And this is the perfect time to discover it.
Wonderful. So do you feel like if somebody maybe had not had that shift internally yet, do you feel that now could be a time to really have that internal shift and begin to thrive?
Oh, absolutely. I love that question so much, because I think it all starts with that idea of whether you start with the who am I or the why am I here, this whole idea of purpose. That's my first in my framework I developed for my coaching clients and for all my workshops and training, is start with the why am I here. Start with, you know, Simon Sinek says, start with why. And you have this purpose and this calling and this mission that, like I said, I believe only you can fulfill. You have something that nobody else on this earth could do. And it may be a dream that you've pushed back because you've been afraid. And this is the time to start asking those questions. Okay, who am I and why am I here? What is my purpose? And maybe, you know, in times of trials and times of adversity, we get the courage to say, well, you know, reality is 70% of Americans didn't really like their jobs in the first place. And now coronavirus happens and everybody's like, wow, I really wish I had my job back. Or instead, we could say, okay, if I didn't really like my job, what am I missing out on? I need to step out of the boat and ask myself these questions of what is that dream that I've always wanted to pursue? And how do I get like from A to B, just baby step it? We're not trying to do everything overnight, but I believe you're a world changer. I believe everybody on this call and who hears it in the future has this gem of brilliance that only you possess. And this is the time to start asking, okay, what is it? What's rising up inside of me that this is my time to shine? This is my time to love and serve and give this brilliant idea that I have that I've been too afraid to do in the past.
Awesome. Yes, now is such a great time for anyone to rise up wherever they're at on their journey. And so is there anything specifically that you are doing, or any tips that you would have for anybody that's, you know, kind of starting on this journey?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm glad you asked. I have actually a free resilience tracker that I created just for this that helps people regardless of whether you have a faith or not. It looks at all of your realms of what I call your protective walls of resilience. So it's looking not just at your spiritual, but your mental, your physical, your social, your financial, and your vocational, which I think right now most people are really struggling with vocationally and financially. And so it kind of starts as a baseline of where am I today? How's my resilience doing today? And where do I want it to be? And then we help you get from A to B. And I try to make it, I try to demystify the complexities of life, because the reality is it's not a long-term relationship and therapy. It's giving you some tools and some skills and, you know, like building a story brand. I'm maybe two steps ahead of you in guiding you and saying like, hey, have you tried this? Have you thought about this? And it is really empowering you to thrive so that you can look at this resilience tracker and say, holy cow, I had no idea. Here's where I am. Here's where I need to be. Just get a couple simple skills and you're good to go. It's not going to be like, okay, 20 years from now, you're still in therapy.
Yeah. I love that you're kind of opening that gateway there. And feel free to say no, but that's a question that I get a lot is what's the difference between coaching and therapy? And so I'd be interested to hear your take on that.
Yeah. Well, I'm not trying to be disrespectful at all, because I think that therapy is incredibly important for its purpose and time. But I think most of us in life, we get stuck. I mean, I've gotten stuck before, and I needed somebody who could speak life into me. And maybe it's a spiritual guide, maybe it's a financial coach, maybe it's a career coach. And thankfully, I've had experience in all of these areas with nonprofits and Department of Defense. I mean, when I told you I went on a journey to love the unlovable, I really dug deep into root causes of how do we thrive financially. So I've got financial counselor, I've got career counselor, I've got all of these labels under my belt as a coach who can say, let me speak life into you and give you some simple tools, because I don't want anything to be seen as rocket science or insurmountable. I love the simplicity of demystifying, you know, complex challenges in life and breaking them down into, you know, I try to keep it under three steps so people can say, oh, I can do that. I have tons of respect for therapists, but I am not a therapist. I am really, like I said, a cheerleader. I come alongside you and I say, okay, here's where you are. Here's what you told me. I kind of help you really guide yourself in that sense, where I'm just giving you some tools. And, you know, maybe I'm like at the car, at the auto parts store, and you're like, I'd like to change my own oil. And I'm like, okay, well, do you need 5W30? 5W, what do you need? What do you need? And I'm giving you that to try to help you empower yourself to move on. And I like to call it the Lovejoy CO is commanding officer. So in the military, we know that your commanding officer is the one that's, you know, giving you the orders. So we are the commanding officer of our own destiny. We get to choose in terms of, do we respond to the adversities with resilience, or do we get stuck in the brokenness? And ultimately, our commander in chief, who I think is God, is kind of guiding us along that path. But we get to choose. We have free will, and we can say, I choose to live victoriously instead of staying stuck in a victim mindset. So that's what I like to describe as what I do in coaching.
Awesome. So I'm curious to know a little bit more about your military background. Like, what did you do? Where did you serve? What branch were you in?
Well, I was a civilian. This is the thing. I know myself. I'm very self-aware. And once I understood how much respect I had for the military, I grew up in a military family, and I had so much respect for the military. So I thought, okay, I'm going to marry in and I'm going to be a civilian. So believe me, there would be no way I could have survived boot camp. I had to do, I had the privilege of going to an advanced leadership program for officers as a civilian. And I was one of a handful of civilians there. And I learned very quickly that I knew myself very well, and it was a good idea I did not join as a, you know, officer or enlisted. I am a civilian. I always was. But I got the opportunity to go all across the world and deploy. And I went into some pretty cool places, and it was a real blessing And I have so much respect for the military. So I do use a lot of military language, because the reality is we're in a battle. Life is not for the faint-hearted. It is, you know, this roller coaster of trials and summited mountains. And we have to foster that resilience. Otherwise, we're going to be very vulnerable to attacks that come our way.
Absolutely. Got to put on that full armor.
Yes, absolutely.
So I'm an Army brat, and I was very briefly an Air Force wife. And both my mother and my father, they met in the military. So my mom did go through boot camp, and she is like my hero. She's tough lady.
Oh, I love it. Well, thank her for her service. I love the military. I have such a heart, and I work a lot with veterans too. So I have such a heart for the military.
Yes.
So thank you to everybody who's watching who's ever served.
Absolutely. And it does bring such a unique worldview, because it's a completely different culture of its own. And that level of respect and everything just gets, definitely yes. Resonates in there. And then the ability to travel around the world and move around the world. What are some of the places you got to live?
Yes. Oh, it's so cool, because I love to say that I loved everywhere I was stationed. I'm a very positive person. I mean, one of my strengths is positivity. And I, when people ask me, where was your favorite, you know, place, I can never answer, because I was blessed to live in England. I was blessed to live in Turkey, Ohio, Texas, Wyoming, Colorado. Like I love them all. Colorado's home. And I knew I would always come back here. But I had a really special time in Turkey, just because of my faith. Being in a Muslim country and being a Christian was so cool. I can't even describe how amazing that was. Like I got to run my first half marathon on Easter in Tarsus, where St. Paul was from. And it was just so surreal, you know, just running on these cobblestone streets and thinking about the history of everything that had transpired there. And then I had this really cool experience in the seven churches of Revelation, when the Lord really showed me this verse in Revelation 2:17, when we were visiting like Pergamum and Thyatira and Sardis, and all of the seven churches are all there right there in Turkey. And I had this really cool moment where the Lord gave me this vision of Lovejoy CO, where he said, to him who overcomes, so we're all overcomers, right? He will give hidden manna and a white stone with a new name. And so this idea of love and joy being the root of everything that God's brought me through as an overcomer was my rebranding or my new name. And so it was just so cool to see that when we stand on our promises, you know, some people get tattoos of their, you know, whatever is important to them. And I just changed my name to Lovejoy, because it was so important to me to remind myself that you get to choose. You choose love. You choose joy. And every day I'm reminded that that is my name. So it was just this beautiful promise. And so Turkey was really, really special to me, but I loved every place I've been stationed.
That's amazing. So you're saying you rebranded your brand. Did you legally change your name as well?
I did. And it was just, it was like this really strong conviction that you have got to remember who you are. And, you know, our names all mean something. And sometimes our names can be used against us in a negative way, or we can be called names. And this idea of, you know, blessing and cursing comes in the power of our tongue, and the words we speak and the things that we say, they become our identity. And so my identity is living in the fullness of love and joy and helping people find that in their own story, no matter what the circumstances are. I mean, I know people that have survived horrific human trafficking, child sex trafficking. I know people who have overcome cancer. And I remind myself every day that we get to choose our perspective, and this I think it was Chuck Swindoll that said, life is 90% your attitude and 10%, only 10% what happens to you. And I could go on and on, but like Viktor Frankl in concentration camp during the Holocaust, he had this vision of a man who knows his why can endure anyhow. And so just these overcomer stories that I hear every day, and I get to work with my coaching clients and I hear these stories of resilience that I just think, I have got to remember who I am. And so it was just really important to me to have that as my identity.
That's wonderful. So, and tell us the story behind the KP part. So now we've got the love joy.
Yes. So when I was stationed in Ohio, I was working with child sex abuse survivors, and some of the most horrific, heartbreaking depravity of mankind. And I would walk alongside these little kiddos and see their resilience and see how they were able to find joy in the midst of the most heart-wrenching trauma that you could imagine. And this little boy, five-year-old boy, started calling me KP, and I didn't know what, you know, KP. And he said, Kim Possible, you're Kim Possible. And I didn't know who that was. And I didn't have any kids. I didn't have the Disney Channel. And he told me, you know, you have to watch this cartoon. And it was Kim Possible. And for those who don't know, it's a Disney cartoon, and she was a cheerleader during the day. And then at night, she was this incredible spy who could really save the world. And her tagline was that she could do anything. Mm-hmm. And so he saw me as somebody who could do anything. And so it became this nickname that everybody started calling me Kim Possible, KP, and I would get KP, Kim Possible, everything sent to me. And that was my call sign, you know, when I worked for the Department of Defense, that's what everybody called me. And so I was like, okay, Kim Possible. And this is so true, because I believe in the impossible. I believe we serve a God who can move mountains and part seas, but we have to do our part. We have to take that step of faith and step out of the boat and step into the sea and say, okay, I believe the impossible. We call things that are not as though they are. And we believe, even when we can't see, that nothing is impossible. I mean, coronavirus, like, God saw this before. He's 100,000 steps ahead of us. And he says, I got you. Like, do not think this is a surprise to me. I've got you, and nothing is impossible. So that's my Kimberly Possible part of my name.
That's amazing. And yeah, I mean, your name is your identity, and I love that you fully embraced it and stepped into it and just legally changed and everything. So we did have a comment on here. I'm trying to pull it back up. So Bonnie's on here live, and she says, I love your message and enthusiasm. Michael has said a few things. He said, glad you got out of everything so strongly, and thank you for all military. And he said, wow, legally, love joy.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Bonnie and Mike. Ninja Mike.
Ninja Mike. Oh.
I love it.
So, I'm trying to scroll back through and see if there's any other comments that I missed that are still applicable. Okay. Very good. If anybody has any questions or anything that you want, please put them there in the comments to the video and we will get to those. So I love that you're sharing a resiliency tool. And so we will get that in the links somehow. If you'll send that to me, I can put that in the in the notes and everything for the replay and for in the chat here for everybody. And then, is there any tips on how to use that? Is it pretty self-explanatory?
It's pretty self-explanatory, but another thing that I wanted to do is I want to give coaching to anybody that needs it. And I don't mean like I have a a package that I've severely discounted. Severely, is that a word? Is that the right word? That's not the right word. Dramatically discounted.
Yeah.
But you can take part in that if you want some deeper level of coaching. But I wanted to do at least a 30-minute coaching call with anybody who feels stuck, and I can help you. What I would like to do is give you like a pre, assessment so that you can kind of give me an idea of where you are. And then I would love to help identify what the roadblock is and how we either move it or we go over it or we find a way around it. So I love how Ninja Mike yesterday was talking about pivoting vocationally. So a lot of us are, stuck in this, maybe I've lost my job, maybe my business isn't thriving. But again, you've had this dream that maybe you've pushed down and you believed a lie that you weren't good enough or smart enough or talented enough. We don't want to believe lies right now. We want to step out in courageous, adventurous, whatever you want to call it. We want to step out into opportunity right now and not look at the roadblocks, but look at the possibilities. And again, my name, I will help you see what is possible and speak life and encourage. So that's one other thing I would like to do. So I'll send you the links, and then anybody who wants to contact me on those links, I will happily serve, because this is my heart to you, is like, we are all in this together, and I want to help heal a hurting humanity. And that starts with helping you see that creative brilliance that maybe you've stifled in the past, or, gotten comfortable, which I did. I got comfortable. I mean, God gave me this dream 20 plus years ago, and I sat on it because I was scared and I was comfortable in my federal job. And literally it took the Lord flipping my boat over and making me walk on the water, where I had to say, all right, hey, put my money where my mouth is. Do you really believe that God is the God of the impossible? And do you really have total dependence on his promises? Or are you going to hold on to the fear and the lies of the past? And so I would love to help anybody overcome those roadblocks. And so I'm going to send you these links in your messenger, and then you can put them however you want to. Let's see.
Awesome.
My tech. There we go. And then I also one of the walls of resilience that I really believe in is the physical realm. And right now, if anybody has kiddos, and this is, going back to my heart of working with sexually exploited kiddos, right now, I hate to say it, but predators are really upping their game right now. And so I've written a book called Be Careful Little Eyes, and I'm giving away copies of that because I really want, I decided to do 2020 copies for the year. And then also, so you have 2020 vision on how to protect your kids from the dangers lurking online. So I'm giving away those books as well. I would like to ask for the shipping and the handling, because I've got to print them and mail them to you. So that, I put that link in there as well. So I love y'all so much. And I'm so grateful to be able to give out of what I have.
That's amazing. So I got both of those things linked in here just now, the free resiliency tracker, as well as the free copy of Careful Little Eyes, just paying shipping. That's amazing. Thank you so much for your generosity in sharing those. I can't wait to check them out myself.
Well, thank you for having me. This has just been a real joy.
Yes. So in a minute, we'll go, we'll kind of shift gears and do some kind of Q&A. So you guys, if you have questions or comments or any sharing of where you're at on your journey or what you're working on that maybe KP can kind of coach you through a little bit here briefly. And then while they're kind of formulating their thoughts and getting that in the chat, how can people get in touch with you and access that 30-minute free our complimentary kind of coaching walkthrough?
Yeah, actually on the Lovejoy Challenge, in where it says pep talk, if you go to that, if you download that resilience tracker, and then when I send you back the email to that, it'll have the links for you know, hey, sign up for the free coaching that I talked about. So it should be very seamless. If not, if for some reason that doesn't work out, I can put my email address in there too, but it should be already populated in there.
Awesome. You're on top of it.
I was trying to think ahead. I'm like, nobody needs anything complicated right now. Everybody needs a little bit of an easy button right now.
For sure. Okay. So, Janelle is on here live and she says, yes, don't believe the self-sabotage right now. And I know that's what Janelle's working on, to really thrive and create a life she loves right now. So that's awesome. And then she also says, what an awesome gift. So hopefully,
thank you, Janelle. That's awesome. I applaud you and I'm cheering for you from Colorado.
Yes.
So we talked a little bit about my first part of my framework being purpose. You know, who am I and why am I here? The next part of that framework is connection. And so I like to go into this idea of why am I staying where I am? And it could be two sides of that coin. Why do I stay where I am in terms of the connections and the community that surrounds me? So a lot of times when, like, I've battled thoughts of suicide, and the question, why do I stay? What's going to get me out of bed in the morning? Could be, I've got children, I've got a spouse, I've got a business. It could be any number of those answers to that question of why do I stay, of who really needs me to be here tomorrow morning. And especially right now, as hard as it is to talk about the risks to our identity right now that are telling us, you know, you're a burden, you don't belong, nobody cares, it's too hard. And maybe we're thinking, gosh, I don't know if I should get out of bed tomorrow. That is where that connection piece comes in. So that second big component of what I do with my framework of your best university is really looking at, why do I stay? Who needs me to be here? And then also, why am I staying stuck? What's keeping me back? And so I like to use what John Eldridge refers to as the tournament of narratives. What are the tapes that we're playing in our head? And so, you know, Jim Rohn says you're the average of the five people you spend the most time with. And if the people that you're spending the most time with are always naysayers and negative and bringing you down, maybe financially, maybe vocationally, maybe relationally, you know, if people are around those that speak life, and you will rise to the challenge of the people you surround yourself with. So that's that second block that I work in. And then the third one is provision. So what is my, where do I go from here? Am I where I need to be financially? Am I where I need to be vocationally? Am I where I need to be in all those realms, spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially? And this is that idea of, again, here's where I am, here's where I want to be. How do I bridge that gap? And so that's that third element. So I go from purpose to connection to provision. And I really want to help fortify all those walls of resilience, because they are all connected. But if we're not thinking in terms of those three big, you know, interlocking, overlapping circles, then we can get stuck again. So I am, again, about demystifying those complexities and helping you get unstuck.
That's amazing. So I've been frantically taking notes down here and jotting down the information you're sharing about your framework. So then how do you, I love that you're offering the free 30-minute to get people like a little bit of a boost and kind of some clarity. And then do you do one-on-one? Do you do group? Do you have online courses? Kind of how do you help people?
I do. Actually, I do. In fact, I didn't mention this, but one of my courses that is a mini, it's a mini webinar of Your Best University, which is my entire like framework. It's a 90-minute webinar, but it's literally just covering down on all those elements that we talked about. So it's kind of like the mini version. And I also knocked 50% off of that. So if you go to that link, that Challenge Love Joy Today /pep talk, it'll take you to the resilience tracker. And then if you want the webinar, that half price will pop up in there. And then if you want any of the additional coaching, that'll pop up in there too. So it is, I tried to think ahead of how can I best serve and how can I give and how can I love y'all. And that's what I came up with. But usually I do all of the above, all of what you said. I do one-on-one, I do group, I do workshops. And it's great right now because all the workshops can be done online and we can do a Zoom call. We could make it a one-on-one workshop instead of, you know, having somebody have to come to an office. It's just so amazing how much technology is blessing us right now, because we could modify any of that to make it virtual. And so any of the above, I try to meet people where they are and not have a one size fits all, and try to work with people's, you know, financial positions and not try to make more of a burden, because I truly want to help people.
Yeah. So apparent with everything, that just your whole aura.
Oh, thanks. Well, again, and I'm emphasizing this is a choice, because I did not come, you know, people call me Pollyanna and I'm like, okay, but Pollyanna kind of grew up in a different environment than I did. And anybody who knows my story knows that tumultuous upbringing and adulthood, like I said, I've made some really horrible choices in life. And I've had some horrible things done to me, but that's not where my focus is. My focus is on what do I have control over? And I choose love and I choose joy. So that's where my aura comes from. Is my faith is 100% telling me, no, you don't get to stay stuck in that victim mentality. You're an overcomer.
Absolutely. So for someone who maybe is struggling with, who may, before all this, struggled with anxiety and depression and is now isolated, especially, like, I know there's a lot of people who are maybe unmarried, don't have relationships, don't have kids, or their kids are grown. And so it can be very, very isolating. And the things that they were able to do to keep them going, like maybe going to the gym or anything, they can't access. They need to think about things a little more creatively. So any tips for that?
Yeah, I love that question, because that's the reality for all of us. And what I love to do is help people identify what is it that's keeping you stuck. Because, you know, if I'm not a big gym person, the fact that the gyms are closed right now isn't going to bother me as much. But if that's my go-to in terms of my anchor that keeps me grounded, you know, like my faith, maybe it's your faith.